Lennoxville Borough residents are in the process of receiving a pamphlet in their mail. In case you're wondering what it is, I've invited David Price, Borough President, to talk a little bit about the new pamphlet. It's called the Borough of Lennoxville Action Plan. Welcome to the 88.9 Cube Studio.
Thank you very much for inviting me. I think it's important to get a chance to get some information out on this so people aren't thinking it's a piece of advertisement when it shows
right,
up in the mailbox.
Right, they don't want to throw it away because
no,
this is
they
very
don't
important.
Throw it, away. It is important, and it's a result of about 3 years of work by different members of the community and by a firm. We actually had to do a survey too of citizens. It was done. Actually, the whole city of Sherbrooke is supposed to be doing this in each borough, in each individual borough. I think there's only one that's actually completed so far. I think we're number two.
Oh, really?
Yes. So we've worked quite hard at this, and I know that several of the other boroughs haven't even hardly started yet. But we thought it was really important, and we had a very diverse group, to form this committee to take a look at our long-term plans, and as you'll see in the pamphlets, of our community life, our culture and heritage, and our security. We want to know what was really, what were the priorities that citizens in Lennoxville did really want to talk about, and to look into the future and say, okay, well, this is where we should be maybe putting more of our planning, more of our funding, and
So it's divided into different categories.
It is. Mm-hmm. And the categories were all determined by the committee itself. And then we took those categories and then put them out to the public and said, in all these categories, which do you feel are really the priorities? And then we got a priority list out of that. And from there on down, it's been worked out into, I think, a very interesting plan with lots of flexibility in it. It isn't, it's nothing that's cut out in stone.
Right. So some of the categories are community life, culture and heritage, security, transportation, and newcomers.
Yeah. And as the transportation, just as an example, it's one of the ones we've been talking for quite a while. Lennoxville is really a walking community or biking community.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have to look at is our infrastructure here to make it more biker and walking friendly.
Mm-hmm.
We've been working on that the last little while, but we know now that it is a priority. People want to continue, working on that.
Mm-hmm.
The security issue surprised us a little bit because it came out fairly high on the survey that we did, even though we don't have a lot of security problems here. But it's interesting to know that people, do have a sense. They want to make sure that our community is safe and secure here. So there's no question we'll pay close attention to that. And at the Security Committee for the City of Sherbrooke, we advise the police that there is a concern about this. So a little more presence, a little more visibility. All these, they're small points, but they all add up to, to create an interesting picture of the community.
So basically what this pamphlet is really to get the community involved to participate?
Yes, to participate, really, mm-hmm. because we've done the survey, mm-hmm. and they already responded to that. So we did gather all that information. Now we just want everybody to know, okay, what has been going on, why they did, even reply to a survey,
mm-hmm.
and the results of that. And looking forward, okay, this is the direction that we'd be taking in all of these different spheres, I guess, of interest.
Right, right. I noticed that the pamphlet is in English, so...
It's a complete English and a complete French one. We have both.
Okay.
It isn't bilingual in a sense because we couldn't get all the information in
right.
and make it a nice compact. So mm-hmm. everybody will get both in the mail.
Oh, everybody will get both. Yes. Okay, I wondered how you would do that.
Oh,
okay.
Yes, that's the way we do it in Lennoxville. We're a bilingual community.
Right, right. Well, that's great. So nobody has an excuse to say they didn't understand what it was all about. And basically, in order to participate in every section, it does encourage people to contact the
yes.
Lennoxville Borough Office.
Yeah, and exactly. And, as we do different things heading in the direction of this plan, well, then there'll be more community involvement and people will be notified of just what we're doing and taking input in everything, really.
Okay, so it's called the Borough of Lennoxville Action Plan focused on the social and community development policy. If you have not received yours as of yet, you will be receiving it shortly.
Absolutely. And if for some reason you don't get one, you can always pick them up at the borough office.
Okay.
And you do have a list on there, too, of the people that that were concerned, the different groups that were involved, you know, as bishops and Champlain, the Lennoxville District Community Aid, public health, different business people in town, even the youth center. So mm-hmm. we had a very, very good. I was actually quite blown away of how interested the people were in mm-hmm. it. And I mean, this committee went on for almost 3 years.
Wow.
You know,
yeah,
on a meeting
yeah.
on a regular basis.
So. Right, right. Well,
that's Lennoxville, interest in the community.
Absolutely. And speaking of Lennoxville, Lennoxville is going to have its annual Lennoxville Street Festival. That's coming up this Saturday.
Hot time in Lennoxville again.
Absolutely, yes.
So, and then we have, I'm just looking at the list here. I see, you know, 61 different participants or booths that will be set up. Mm-hmm. I think there's even more that has come in since we've printed this list. In fact, I'm sure there were. I saw some others, and I think, as usual, it's always a fun time.
Mm-hmm. So there's going to be the live shows, of course. There'll be two stages set up?
Yes, two stages set up this year, so we'll have, you know, lots of action mm-hmm. going on pretty well all the time. You know, the day, it's Saturday is the day that we're having all this event, but there's even things that go on after, like I know mm-hmm. the...
Uplands. Yes, yes.
on the Sunday, you're having something.
Yeah, they're having the fashion show.
The fashion show.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes.
All that. And that's always a fun type of mm-hmm. event. I know there's another group that are running an auction at the United Church.
Mm-hmm. So the Lennoxville Street Festival starts at what time? Do you know offhand? Is it 10 o'clock?
Yeah, I think it is 10 o'clock.
So we want to keep in mind that the street will be closed.
It is closed from College Street all the way to Academy Street.
Mm-hmm.
It then becomes, okay, we're right back to what we were talking about before, a walking town. We're going to be around on the main street downtown.
Right.
And that's what we should be doing more of.
Right. And I'm sure we'll have beautiful weather. So there'll be no excuse not to...
It was all ordered. Anyway,
it was all ordered. So, well, thank you very much, David Price, our borough president, Lennoxville Borough President. Thank you for stopping in and taking a few moments of your time to talk about this.
Well, you're very welcome. Always a pleasure to do so.
Thank you.